You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. It seems that we've been engaged in a national discourse about sexual assault and child abuse every month. For more than a decade, news headlines have frequently spotlighted dozens of women accusing leaders in positions of power, wealth, and influence of sexual assault. For the past year, the spotlight has centered on accusations by women who were victims of sexual assault in their teen years. They've appealed to Congress for support while the Department of Justice has ignored them. And the leaders they accuse? Well, they continue to be supported. And most recently, new allegations have emerged from women who decades ago were fighting alongside one of America's most famous advocates for the rights of farm workers. These victims held their stories of sexual assault and child abuse for decades because they did not think they would be believed. This month, in recognition of April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month, Community Works of Jackson County is promoting their messaging campaign, Start by Believing. Joining me in the studio from Community Works is the Outreach Manager, Tanya Day, and the Advocacy Services Manager, Don Burks. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
So, Tanya, let's start. We often think of issues like this happening far from where we live. Question, how prevalent are these incidents of sexual assault and child abuse here in Jackson County and across the Rogue Valley?
Well, Mike, unfortunately, it is happening in our own community. Generally, about 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. And when we look at youth specifically, about 1 in 10 children will suffer from some kind of sexual abuse before they're 18.
That's here?
Yes. And unfortunately, Oregon actually has a little higher rates than our national average. So it's definitely happening in our backyard.
Why is it so high here? What's happening here?
You know, that's a good question. And it's something that we're constantly looking at and working with other professionals to solve. And that's part of the reason why it's so important for us to have these campaigns like Start by Believing to get that awareness out there in education and start looking at the problem.
So, Don, help me understand the circumstances that victims of sexual assault and child abuse must face when they decide to tell someone what happened to them.
Yeah, you know, it's really a challenging thing for folks to come forward. And, you know, Tanya has just shared some pretty devastating demographics information. But honestly, there's only a fraction of folks that are probably included because many people don't report. And there can be many factors that would become barriers for that. Obviously, fear, being fearful of systems like law enforcement, not knowing what resources are available to them. People often will blame themselves or feel blamed by others. And that's why the Start by Believing campaign is so incredibly important, is that when folks do make a disclosure, it's important that they have a positive disclosure experience, because that, you know, with every positive disclosure experience, they're more likely to engage in services, connect with support systems, possibly engage in the criminal justice system and get some sort of justice. And I do have some local demographics information that I pulled from our statistics here locally, if you'd like me to share that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Community Works has provided 2,404 services to 109 sexual assault survivors in Jackson County in 2025.
That's just last year.
That's just last year. And one of the services that our agency provides is that we have advocates that respond to hospitals when folks go to our local area hospitals for a sexual assault SANE kit or sexual assault medical forensic examination. And we made 73 of those responses.
Okay, so you guys are constantly busy on this issue.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this is happening at a rate that is just invisible to the rest of us.
It is, absolutely, yeah. And there's a lot of stigma for survivors that they feel in coming forward and talking about it, which is why we want to have these conversations and normalize people coming for help and addressing these issues.
Okay, so Tanya, to that point, if someone was assaulted and robbed on the street and they reported it, I mean, we would be quick to believe them. How do we help? So why is it so difficult for adults in positions of power to believe victims of sexual assault crimes and child abuse?
I think there's a lot of thoughts, you know, schools of thought around that. But unfortunately, victims of sexual assault are treated differently than victims of other crime. There is a lot of blaming the victim. I think people have a hard time understanding how this can happen, so they just try and make sense of it in their head, and that can lead to victim blaming. Also, unfortunately, most sexual assaults happen by someone that the survivor knows and is familiar with, so that can also be really hard for someone to understand how someone can sexually assault a person they know or maybe even are related to.
Okay, so talk more about that. They're related to someone, and there's a family community.
Absolutely, yeah. And unfortunately, we see that with a lot with kids. So children that are sexually abused, it usually happens from a family member, a friend of the family, a teacher, a coach, someone that's in that child's life regularly that has access to that child. And that could be really hard for people to understand how that can happen.
Okay, so now we're not just talking about the systems like law enforcement or healthcare workers, but we're talking about mom and dad. We're talking about uncles and aunts. We're talking about friends. We're talking about our church communities, our faith communities.
Absolutely.
This is where the problem seems to be.
Absolutely, and that's another huge barrier for children coming forward, is that often they're having to make this disclosure about a trusted adult in their life.
My guests are Tanya Day and Don Burks from Community Works. We're talking about sexual assault awareness and child abuse prevention. On April 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., Community Works is hosting an event under the banner of Start by Believing. Tell me more about this Start by Believing event.
Well, the campaign is actually a national campaign. It was started in 2011. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind it is really to educate people that even if you don't know what services are there, even if you don't feel like you know what to say, if someone makes the disclosure to you, the most important thing you can say is, I believe you. And so we have now, this is our third annual event, and we really want to just educate the community on how they can support survivors, what resources are out there. And just like I said, those three simple words of just believing somebody is really the first step. Statistics show that people are going to make disclosures to their friends and families before ever going to law enforcement or a hospital or even an advocacy center. And depending on how these people respond is really going to depend on what kind of help these survivors get.
Well, that goes back to what you were saying, Don. They need a positive experience, a positive exposure experience. Is that the way you put it?
Yeah, I think I said a positive disclosure.
A positive disclosure.
Yeah. And I mean, what that's looking like is just like Tanya said, letting people know we believe you. We're really sorry that that happened to you. You're not alone. We're here to help. Those types of sentiments are going to be what survivors need. And if we look at the fact that when someone has experienced a sexual assault or a sexual violation of some kind, their autonomy, their power has been taken from them. And so we want, you know, whenever possible, to give that back to them. And so that might mean listening and being supportive of whatever plan it is that they have or whatever needs there are that they have currently, and letting them be the guide of how quickly the pace of disclosures come, how they choose to access services and supports, just knowing that they're in control and that we're there for them and that, you know, we want them to know that they're not alone.
Okay, so all of that makes sense. And I've been thinking about this ever since I found this issue on my calendar. If we took into consideration just the news reports alone pertaining to sexual assault accusations across America, we would find that they cover virtually every sector of society. I mean, that includes the media industry. Mm-hmm. This issue seems to be ubiquitous across our nation. And yet, here we are asking people to simply start by believing the victims. And we have all these examples where these victims are coming forward en masse, and we're not believing them. So can the victims trust us as a society to help them?
Well, and I think that that's probably why we see that only a fraction of survivors do come forward. You know, to come forward, to take that step, to share something so intimate and so violent is a scary thing. And then to do that and to have someone give you some kind of a negative response or indicate they don't believe you, I mean, we can only imagine what that must feel like.
Right. And when people who are accused, obviously they're going to deny, but then they diminish, they dismiss, and oftentimes they destroy. And we've seen victims mm-hmm. whose lives have been undermined, and sometimes they even take their own lives because they can't,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, they can't bear this burden alone. How do we as a community begin to understand that not only should we be believing these victims, but that this is a pervasive problem?
Well, you know, I think it's important to note that healing can happen in a lot of ways. And yes, I would love if the criminal justice system and our media and everyone can come around to addressing this issue differently. But sometimes we could help survivors heal in different ways. And that's providing them these services, making sure they have the healthcare they need related to it. Just being on their side and supporting them and believing them. And if it takes some time for our society to catch up to that, we're out there and we're doing that work, and that's the hope. But there can be other ways to help these survivors heal in the meantime, and that's what we're trying to do.
And at the same time that we say, we believe you. Well, once you believe that that person has been victimized, what happens to the perpetrator if the perpetrator is in the family or in the friendship circle or in the professional environment? How do you deal with that?
You know, that's a good question. And that's something we're going to address at our Start by Believing event. So we have professionals from the Children's Advocacy Center, mm-hmm. from court-appointed special advocates, from the police department, and we're bringing these professionals together to talk about these issues, because accountability for perpetrators is a really big issue with sexual assault in general, and especially with children.
It really is. And then the emotional and mental toll that it takes upon a victim. How do you deal with that? Who's going to be involved to help with the mental health and physical health?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when folks do connect with our services in particular, we do provide many referrals to mental health supportive services for survivors. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, Community Works also does offer a trauma recovery empowerment support group. We call it TREM for short, where folks can address their trauma issues. They can connect with other survivors so that they can kind of navigate what they're going through with support.
Okay, so what can the public do to support this campaign?
Well, we still have room to sign up for our Start by Believing event, like you said, on Thursday, April 9th. They can go to our website, community-works.org, and sign up. They can also call us and ask how they can help. We have a lot of volunteer programs. We have an ambassadors program. We have a lot of ways to get involved. But the biggest is just educating themselves and making sure that they're going to be that person that believes someone if they do come to them.
Okay. And they can get that information or more information where?
At our website, community-works.org. And they can also call our helpline at any time, which is 541-779-HELP or 779-4357.
Okay, say that one more time.
It's 541-779-4357. Oh. And that's a 24-hour-a-day helpline. Survivors can call, but people can also call that are interested in helping or getting involved.
Okay, so as we come to a close, we have about 30 seconds. For our listeners, what's one thing you would like for them to do after the close of this segment? Just one thing.
I would say have them jump online. Check out the Start by Believing campaign, the Community Works page. Just educate yourself a little bit on what's happening in our community, how you can help, what you can do next.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
My guests were Tanya Day and Don Burks from the Community Works of Jackson County. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.